Governor Mike DeWine's gun violence proposal is starting its journey through the Ohio legislature now that it has a bill number. And its sponsor is defending the plan, which does not include mandatory background checks, but does offer a version of a red flag gun seizure law. Republican Senator Matt Dolan says there's a simple reason the required background checks plan that DeWine called for right after the Dayton mass shooting is not in his bill.
It wouldn't pass. Wouldn't pass in the legislature. So I want to make meaningful change that can pass.
There is a voluntary background check for private gun sales, and Dolan says sellers won't risk the 3-year prison sentence that's in the bill for selling a gun to somebody they don't know. The bill also would expand the law allowing for involuntary hospitalization of people with mental illness to include substance abuse issues. But Dolan admits there's a problem with enough bed space.
Presently, there is not. We are working on a bill that would free up beds for folks who are involuntarily committed.
That bill would allow for alternatives for people sent to treatment facilities through the courts. The so-called Strong Ohio proposal comes to a legislature that, for the last 2 decades, has been expanding gun rights, allowing for concealed carry into bars, daycares, and some parts of airports and onto college campuses, as well as reducing the number of hours needed to get a concealed carry permit. Lawmakers in the House are now considering a bill that would allow for concealed carrying of weapons without a permit, what's known as constitutional carry. And two representatives are also talking about reviving the Stand Your Ground self-defense bill, which was dramatically changed last year after a veto threat from then-Governor John Kasich. Of those bills, Dolan says now is not the time.
I would argue those bills are tone-deaf to the feelings that are out there. So I would very much hope that those bills do not go anywhere and do not become part of Senate Bill 221.
But Democrats who have long pushed for gun law changes are not on board with the proposal from Dolan and DeWine right now. House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes put out a statement after the introduction of the Strong Ohio proposal, saying it was weak and showed the influence of the gun lobby in Ohio. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.